Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Game 4, Stanley Cup Final. Tonight, we bring on former Stars assistant GM and our best friend, Frank Provenzano. Frank? Sir, how's it going?
Hello, gentlemen.
So, the news is just coming down that Khudobin was the first off the ice, so obviously we should assume he will start tonight, yes?
Yes.
Is this the move that you would make with the back-to-back and with him getting roughed up in the last game? Like, how would you have constructed the goaltending lineup over the next 36 hours?
Anton Khudobin. Anton Khudobin.
There you go. You would start him twice then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Stanley Cup Finals. You ride the horse that got you here, and you know, the backup isn't Ben Bishop. The backup is Jake Ottinger, who's, you know, he's just getting his feet wet.
Ben Bishop was out there getting extra work today.
Right, but even if he is the backup, he hasn't played in a month.
Yeah.
So I stand by my double Anton Khudobin entendre.
Thank you, Frank.
That's what Mike was saying. He said he was worried it was a panic move if they did something different.
Exactly. No, I mean, they pulled him not because of his play in the last game. They pulled him just because they were going to use him in back-to-back. So why burn him out when the game looked out of reach? I mean, this sort of goes back to what we talked about last week, where you guys made fun of my end of bit energy level.
Yeah.
But what I was saying then was the concern I had was that the Stars were winning, but they're winning with a formula that statistically is a little tougher and that you're giving up more shots to the other team and you're relying on your goalie to be, you know, a lot better than their goalie. And you're getting sort of timely scoring up and down the lineup, or in the Stars case, a lot of three defensemen. Doesn't mean you can't win that way. Just like doesn't mean the Cowboys can't win if they lose the turnover battle by four, but it's a narrower path to victory, and I think you've seen that in the last couple games. You know, the difference in this series is the other goalie at the other end is probably a lot better than the goaltending the Stars have faced in the playoffs to date. I mean, the top two save percentage goalies in the NHL playoffs right now are facing each other.
So, Frank, the reason that I brought up how tough it could be is the conversations that you have to have, and we don't think of that sometimes in sports talk radio and talking about this, you've had to have tough conversations with people. Is Can you imagine being Rick Bowness, this is what I was telling the guys earlier, and sitting down Khudobin, if that was the case, if you weren't going to play him and say, hey, we're not going to play you and we're going to give you rest, but I want you to play great again in game five, okay? Like that's almost an impossible conversation to have as a coach for a guy that got you to the Stanley Cup to tell the guy who got you there, hey, sorry, you're not going to play.
Yeah, it just and not only you're having the conversation with Khudobin, but you're having to have the conversation whether you actually have a conversation or your actions speak louder than words, with his teammates. I mean, the players know who's getting you there when you get to this level in the playoffs, and in this case, you're competing in the final round for a championship, and that's their goalie. And so it wouldn't make any sense, really. I mean, if he plays tonight and just looks gassed, then you say, okay, we'll try something for Saturday night in order to stave off elimination. That's when you would maybe have that conversation. But you've got to go back to him. You've got to go back to the formula that got you here. And it's not like he played bad. The team was, you know, the shots in the middle or three quarters of the way through the first period, I think, were 16-6 for Dallas. And then they ended up like...
But you were losing at that point.
I know, but my point is Dallas was playing well, and you could argue that on the Stamkos goal, he maybe was off his line a little bit, but you wouldn't look at really any of those goals and like that was a horrible goal necessarily, because some of them were high danger areas, even though there were six shots. But then the rest of the game, when Dallas was chasing the game, they had like eight shots on goal through the other, you know, I think they were outshot like 26 or 28-8. And they're chasing the game. So goaltending wasn't the issue last game.
So was your defense the issue again?
Well, I just think, you know, at the end of the day, you're not getting – the way the Stars have been winning, even against Vegas, they were spending a lot of time in their own end. In this case, they're spending a lot of time in their own end, and more pucks are going in the net.
Yeah.
So I think – you know, you could start by saying, let's spend some more time in the other team's offensive zone and relieve some of the pressure on our goaltender and our D that's really got us here. Now, strategically, the Stars are going to give up more shots, maybe because they've adopted a style where they say, we're going to give up perimeter shots, we're going to defend the high danger areas, you know, sort of that home plate area from the net to the hash marks. And then we'll counterpunch and, you know, hopefully we'll get some scoring by committee, I think they're calling it, or you know, get timely power play goals. Again, you can do it that way. It's harder. And if you're in your end, it's just the chances go up that there, you know, more pucks are going to go in your net than go in the other team's net.
Now, Frank, we talked a little bit about Tyler last week, but, man, one of the big frustrations for, I know, Kevin and myself and Mike and a lot of the fans that have been texting into the show is Radulov's inconsistent play. Actually, feels almost non-existent. And Frank, I'm kind of curious, what has he always done well that he's not doing, and what are you seeing that he can contribute? What can he do to this team tonight?
Well, I think when he's most effective, he's one of those guys that kind of plays on the edge. And, you know, the challenge with players like that is sometimes they fall off the edge or they go over the edge. You know, it's not for lack of effort. You know, he was out there trying to make plays. And there's been times this season in critical junctures where this team has been faltering, where Alexander Radulov has really come in and impacted the game and kind of changed the trajectory of the season a little bit. But I think it's a tricky thing, you know, like the last couple of games have not gone well. Sometimes you try to do too much. Like he tried to, I don't know if you saw that in the last game, but he tried to.
Where he missed the hit and smashed into the boards?
Yeah, he tried to send Blake Coleman, who's from Plano, by the way.
Yes.
Yep.
Tried to knock him actually out of the Edmonton bubble, I think. But, you know, he missed him and almost decapitated himself. So it's not that he's not trying to impact the game, but sometimes you almost try too much, and you almost have to let the game to a certain degree come to you,
mm-hmm.
which is really hard when you're struggling.
Now, we had this discussion at the top of the show, and I get if you go strictly off of like statistics, it's not a must-win game, but in all practicality, is tonight a must-win game for the Stars?
I believe it is. I mean, particularly, you know, given that they've lost the momentum. It's not like the last night's game, or sorry, two nights ago, or even the last two games. You know, they went to overtime, and you're losing on a fluky goal. I mean, they were outplayed in both games, and chasing the game badly early on. So I think from a team psyche standpoint, you can say all the things you want that it's not a must-win game, but I think for them to get their mojo back a little bit, and I know that's the antithesis of sort of the statistical analysis, but mojo is kind of a thing. There's a reason teams believe in momentum. And right now the Stars don't have it, and a win tonight would go a long way to reestablishing that for sure.
Reggie is mocking you right now, and he said, they find the momentum? Where did they last have it? And maybe they can retrace their steps in order to find said momentum.
What an ass.
I don't deny these things.
I think they had a lot of momentum coming out of the Vegas series and then, you know, winning game one. So if they retrace their steps around the yard in the bubble, maybe if they just walk backwards in their daily 1 hour of socially distanced exercise, maybe they can find their momentum that way.
Reggie wants to change the word to confidence. Am I correct, Reggie? Like, we should, you want momentum to go away and us to say the Stars have lost their confidence right now.
I think more than anything, I just want us to be more cognizant about the way that we use the word momentum. I feel like a lot of times it allows us to talk about these things in a silly manner. But it's not about me right now. We're talking
about Frank.
We're talking to Frank. It's about Frank.
Frank.
This is the K&C masterpiece. Oftentimes things regress into discussions in a silly manner.
Well, I don't really know what that's in reference to. That doesn't sound right at all.
What are you doing here?
We have a history.
Okay, give us, please, a prediction for this evening, since I know you won't BS some Homer stuff. What do you got?
I'm going Stars 2-1.
Ooh.
And you're right, Kevin. Frank has always told us that he is a mercenary without a heart. So I am looking forward to this game tonight. That's awesome, Frank. Thanks.
Thank you.
I love the logo on my paycheck.
Golly. All right, Frank. Well, hopefully we can talk to you again Tuesday or Wednesday, gearing up for Game 7.
That would be amazing.
You still get a paycheck from the Stars?
No.
Yeah, you heard the way he talked about some of their players? No chance.
All right, bye, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
See ya.
Frank Provenzano.
Who's the logo on his paycheck?
That's the thing.
Him.
Doesn't
he's
matter.
Got his own business,
whoever.
Remember?
Yeah, he runs like 8 businesses now.
But it sounded like he's picking the Stars because he has a logo of the Stars.
No, that's why he's a mercenary. He has no allegiance, so he's like, whoever's paying me is who I love.
Okay.
We're the K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming
Frank's
up next.
A good guy.
I like Frank.
It's why I like you guys.
What's coming up next, Kevin?
I was trying to tell y'all I do not like any of y'all at the moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.